Kris Kobach leads 17 states in suing Joe Biden for giving union rights to foreign workers while excluding Americans. By John Binder on June 11, 2024. Kansas Attorney General Kris Kobach is leading 17 states in suing President Joe Biden's Department of Labor for a federal rule that gives collective bargaining rights to foreign farm workers while American farm workers are excluded. In September 2023, the Labor Department announced a federal rule that would dramatically change the H-2A visa program, which allows United States farms to import foreign workers to take American agricultural jobs. As part of the rule, finalized in April 2024, foreign H-2A visa workers would get collective bargaining rights not afforded to American farm workers. On Monday, Kobach and 16 state attorneys general filed suit against the Labor Department over the rule, arguing that the administration does not have the authority to rewrite portions of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA. Once again, Joe Biden is putting America last, Kobach said in a statement. He's giving political benefits to foreign workers while American workers struggle in Biden's horrible economy. I stand with American workers. The lawsuit states. The final rule is not in accordance with federal law. Congress has already clearly spoken on whether agricultural workers have collective bargaining rights and has concluded that they do not. Only Congress can rewrite the NLRA. The defendants cannot do it through the rulemaking process. Emphasis added. The final rule effectively provides NLRA rights to H-2A workers. These are rights that American farm workers explicitly do not have under federal law. Yet the final rule claims that providing these rights for H-2A workers, which similarly situated Americans lack, will somehow prevent adverse effects of American wages. Emphasis added. The lawsuit asks a federal court to prevent the Labor Department from enforcing the rule, finding it in violation of federal law. The other states that have joined the lawsuit are Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. As Breitbart News has chronicled for years, the program is often used to replace Americans and preserve the low cost of agricultural labor. In 1997, more than 16,000 foreign H-2A visa workers were imported to take American agriculture jobs. The latest data from fiscal year 2022 shows that U.S. farms imported nearly 300,000 foreign H-2A visa workers to fill American jobs. The lawsuit is Kansas v. U.S. Department of Labor in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Georgia. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.